Hi, welcome to Jay Murali Sports Show. Here he podcasts, talks and interviews with experts on a wide spectrum of subjects such as English language, social science, medicine, law and technology. Objective of the post show is to impart basic knowledge of the subject. March 2008. China is one of the fastest growing economies of the world, and people across the globe wish to start business in China. This has resulted in the growth of people interested in learning the Chinese language worldwide. Fred Rao, native of Beijing living in the United States for many years, sensed this global market need for learning the Chinese language and started the online Chinese language learning service eChineseLearning.com. In this podcast, Fred explains the importance of learning Chinese and points out the features of his online Chinese language learning service. Listen to Fred.
Hi, Fred.
Yes.
Welcome to Knowledge Capsule.
Pleasure to be here.
What's your name, in fact? Can you tell me?
Fred, yeah, my,
or something like that?
Yeah, my first name is Fred.
Okay.
My last name is Rao, R-A-O, and that's my, you know, that's my name.
It has some Indian angle. Are you anywhere related to India?
No, well, I this is actually quite rare, last name, R-A-O, in China. But, you know, in the States, lots of India friends told me, hey, this is a very common Indian name, you know. So, but this is, you know, I'm totally Chinese, and I'm here in Beijing, and you know, I'm running a website called eChinese Learning, and we're providing one-on-one Chinese instruction language service, you know, you know, to the world. I'm very happy to be on the show.
Oh, okay, thank you. Why Chinese? Why do you think that this is important?
Well, why Chinese? I think we definitely see a very strong demand in the world learning Chinese. For example, The Economist magazine says there were about 30 million people learning Chinese worldwide. That was the data about 2 years ago. And now, you know, the official data is about 40 million. It's growing rapidly. I think there are several reasons why Chinese has been, you know, learned by, you know, many people around the world. I think one is China's economic status. You know, it's really, a lot of people are trying to come to China, especially international businessmen. They come to China to do business, to, you know, to trade with the Chinese partners. So there's a lot of demand, you know, people try to learn Chinese to help their business. And also, you know, Chinese has been labeled as a critical language by the U.S. Department of Defense. And for, I think also for political reasons, and China's, you know, is really rising, you know, in the world globally, just like India. And, you know that, culturally, China is gonna hold 2000 Olympic Games, and there's so much interest around the world, you know, about Chinese language. This is in fact, you know, we have seen, very strong underlying demand, from the world. We have like 40 countries in the world, you know, the students are from around 40 countries around the world.
Okay. 40 countries, huh?
Yeah, over 40 countries. Okay. Our students also age from 4 years old to 72 year old. That's very interesting. You see a very wide range of ages. The reason is very simple, because you know, for young people, they are really want to learn Chinese because they want to have the opportunity, you know, to travel in China, to do business in China when they grow up, and the parents are really urging their kids to learn Chinese, you know, in the U.S. For instance, Chinese has been added as the advanced placement program in high schools in the U.S. As a result, over 3,000 high schools in the U.S. are starting to learn Chinese.
Could you please tell me something about the composition of your students, geographic composition of your students?
Absolutely. Yeah. We have students coming from over 40 countries, and mainly from US, UK, Australia, Germany, and a lot of European countries, as well as some Asian countries, Korea and Japan. And because our students are from, you know, 4 years old to 72 years old, so there are many, you know, different kinds of students. For the young kids, the reason for learning Chinese is that they want to, really want to have this language skill so that they can get to, you know, get into better universities. For example, we have a student from Philadelphia, and he's about 12 years old, and he's learning Chinese. I talked to his mom. His mom told me that the reason that she wanted her son to learn Chinese is that in the future the Chinese language could be very important and is very emphasized in a lot of very well-known universities. She wants her kid to get into, you know, top universities, and that is why, you know, it is important for her kid to get started right away, right now, as early as possible.
Oh, you mean to say that Chinese language is gaining prominence in American universities?
Yes, there's very, very strong demand for learning Chinese U.S. universities. You know, it is very interesting. In the past years, Spanish is gaining a lot of ground as a second language because of North America treaty. Mexico is, you know, it's just the south of U.S. But recently, since China has become a very important, you know, very important in terms of economic status, there's a lot of trade between U.S. and China, and Chinese language has gotten very important status recently. For example, U.S. government, Department of Defense, has identified Chinese as a critical language, and they have allocated over $10 million for those kind of languages. In fact, President Bush has allocated over $100 million to those critical languages, and Chinese being the first.
So basically, this is because of the business interest.
I beg your pardon?
Basically, it is due to the business interest.
It is due to business interest, and also for education purposes. And, you know, if you want to get into top universities, usually in the U.S., lots of students take AP exams, advanced placement exams, in high schools. And Chinese was added to the AP exam or AP program in 2006 by the College Board. And that is why about in 2006, over 3,000 U.S. high schools have started Chinese programs. So you can understand that there's a lot of underlying reasons why the high schools are teaching Chinese now. One is business, the other one is you know, political reasons, and China has gaining a lot of weight in the global landscape. And also culture reasons. And Chinese has very unique and very different culture from the Western cultures. So there are many students are learning Chinese, and a lot of them, to be very honest, for our students, a lot of them are from mainstream, and not just Chinese, not just the students of Chinese descent.
Very good information.
All right, thank you very much.
Could you explain your service a little more?
Absolutely. In our service, a student can just go online, and they use free instant messaging software such as Skype, and they can, when they dial up Skype, they can see their teachers It's live, it's one-on-one. So the experience is the following. The student can open up their Skype and then open their video function. They can see a teacher in front of them. The teacher has a microphone and the teacher has a blackboard behind, you know, behind her or him. And then the student can see the teacher writing on the board with the Chinese characters. So it's totally live and it's video based.
What is the cost? Suppose I want to start a course.
Yes.
What else I should do? Is there any way I can get a trial version of it?
Yeah, definitely. If you are interested in learning Chinese to get started, you can just take a free lesson. We offer free lesson. You know, and go just simply go to echineselearning.com and sign up for free lesson. Mm-hmm. Then we'll schedule a lesson with you. You know, at the scheduled time, you can just go, you know, go home and open up your computer and then take the lesson. The cost side, you know, it's the lowest we usually run a monthly package. Usually costs about a little bit more than $6 per lesson.
What is the span? What should be the period?
Oh, the period. Usually you can learn for, you can sign up for 3 months period. And you know, you can learn, you know, 7 days a week. You can take a class, mm-hmm. You know, once a day, up to two lessons a day, up to five mm-hmm. classes per week.
Do you have Indian students?
We currently have some students tried our service, and right now we have several Indian students, and they are from India, and they are doing business with Chinese businessmen.
Oh, okay, okay. They are based in India or Indians settled abroad?
You know, I know a student is currently working in China, and he's taking lessons mm. with you know, from us.
So could you tell something about you, yourself?
Absolutely. I have I spent 10 years in the U.S. Uh-huh. And I have a MBA degree from Stanford University, and I'm, you know, I was born in Beijing, grew up in China, mm-hmm. and about a few years ago, I came back to China from Silicon Valley, and mm-hmm. right after I came back, I started a company called UUMe, and it's a social networking company in China, and UUMe, yes, it's. Oh. It's a social networking website, and we were later acquired by a larger company, and later on I started this company, and you know, eChinese Learning. It's the reason is very simple. Before I came back to China, I used to run a Chinese language school in the U.S., and I see there's a strong need to learn the language in a very economical and accessible way. I felt, you know, I really want to do this after I came back. And so I started eChinese Learning. So my background has, you know, I've been involved in, you know, in starting companies, in running projects, as well as in venture capital.
Nice talking to you, Mr. Fred.
Thank you very much.
Do you have anything else to add?
Well, I just want to say, you know, our service has been widely recognized, and I hope whoever has interest to learn Chinese and look us up at eChinese Learning, and at least you know, get a free lesson first and see whether you like it or not.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
You are listening to Jay Murali Sports Show. Did you like the episode? Your views are important to us. Please email your feedback at jmurali@gmail.com. Bye for now.